This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held talks with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, and automobiles, among others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive discussions on expanding cooperation in energy, critical minerals, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. He said that as a valued partner in Latin America, India's close cooperation with Venezuela holds immense importance for the global South. He said both nations will continue to work together for the mutual benefit of the people of the two countries. Addressing media after the talks, Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon said Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper yesterday called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he appreciated the deepening of the India-UK partnership in recent times that has unlocked unprecedented growth opportunities for both the countries. Mr. Modi said that India-UK Vision 2035 will continue to guide the partnership and strengthen their joint efforts for global good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing of former Secretary General of the Lok Sabha, Dr. Subhash C. Kashyap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Kashyap was one of the India's foremost constitutional scholars whose contributions to parliamentary and constitutional discourse enriched the society. The Prime Minister further added that his writings and commitment to strengthening democratic institutions were noteworthy. A delegation of the United States Trade Representatives, USTR, led by the chief negotiator, yesterday concluded its fourth-day visit to India to advance discussions on trade agreement. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that during the visit, the teams held constructive and positive discussions across a wide range of issues covering trade and goods, non-tariff measures, customs and trade facilitation, economic security alignment, and other areas of mutual interest. The ministry said that the engagements were marked by a spirit of cooperation and pragmatism, with both sides reaffirming their commitment to concluding a mutually beneficial agreement that strengthens bilateral trade and economic ties. India and the United States agreed on framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade in a joint statement issued on 7th of February. The BJP has released the names of its 11 candidates for the upcoming Rajya Sabha elections, and by poll party has fielded National General Secretary Tarun Chugh and Rajneesh Agrawal from Madhya Pradesh, another party General Secretary Dr. Alka Gurjar and Dr. Satish Punia has been fielded from Rajasthan. From Gujarat party candidates are Raju Bhai Shukla, Mukesh Bhai Rathava, Man Singh Parmar and Jitendra Meghji Bhai Kanzaria. Tai Tagak is the candidate from Arunachal Pradesh and A. Sharda Devi is from party candidates from Manipur. For Rajya Sabha by poll in Odisha, party has fielded Debashish Samantare, who recently joined BJP after quitting BJD. Election for 24 seats of Rajya Sabha will be held on 18th of this month. Rajya Sabha by poll will be held for one seat each in Odisha, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. The Congress party also released its list of the 7 candidates for the upcoming Rajya Sabha poll. Party President Mallikarjun Khadge, Pawan Kheda, Manzoor Ali Khan are the party candidates. From Karnataka, Congress has fielded Meenakshi Natarajan from Madhya Pradesh, Neeraj Dangi from Rajasthan and Pranav Jha from Jharkhand. Praveen Chakravarti will contest Rajya Sabha by poll from Tamil Nadu. And that's the end of the news bulletin.